Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English, this is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。
没错，这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。那么大家赶紧去公众号抽奖吧，祝你们好运。
Nora， 你最近有没有听说过一个微博上非常火的词，叫做凡尔赛文学？
对，这个词其实非常火啊，它还被当选为2020年的年度热词。
Yeah, it's a new pretentious form of bragging.
对，就是那种非常刻意做作的炫耀。And do you know how does it work?
Well, I guess it's like post stories that may look like complaints, but often are just thinly veiled ways to show off.就是表面上看似是抱怨，但实际上就是为了炫耀。
Yeah, those people, they usually complain and brag at the same time through reverse expressions with a simple tone to express the feeling of superiority.
没错，就是想用一种朴实无华的语气来表达高人一等的感觉。
那 Jane, 你要不要给我们一个凡尔赛的例子？
Well, for example, my boyfriend just gave me a pink Lamborghini as a gift. This color is just such a straight man pick. How can I tell him that I don't like this color?
I get it. 就是表面上为了抱怨男朋友送的这个兰博基尼的颜色不好看，但其实就是为了炫耀我刚刚先收到了名贵的礼物是兰博基尼。
Yeah, exactly. You get it now. 不过我们要注意，在英文当中呢，我们千万不要直译凡尔赛文学，因为这样的话可能会让人觉得有点摸不着头脑。
在英文中我们其实是有一个对应的词的，叫做 humble brag。
对，这个词呢就是由两个完全相反的词构成的。 humble 就是表示谦逊的，还有 brag 这个词呢是本意是吹牛自夸的意思。 So humble brag basically means to make a modest statement with the actual intention of drawing attention to something which one is proud。
对，就是表面上是一种谦虚自我批评啊，实际上呢就是为了让他人注意到自己一些引以为傲的东西。那所以 humble brag 这个表达呢来表示凡尔赛就是再合适不过的了。
没错，那说到凡尔赛呢，我就想到之前王菲有一句名言，最大的烦恼就是太红了。
我也希望有这么红好不好。
那其实不仅仅是王菲，在法国也有一个人作为明星居然也不享受群众的追逐与掌声，那就是法国女神雷亚塞杜。
So in today's podcast, we are going to talk about the famous French actress Léa Seydoux.
我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
那说到 Léa Seydoux， 她作为演员呢最广为人知的作品主要有哪些啊？
Well, it's probably the film Blue is the Warmest Color. 中文译名就叫做阿黛尔的生活。
Wait, I've seen this film before, but I had no idea she was in the movie.
Well, she plays Emma with the blue hair.
That's her? Well, I have to say, her acting skills are instinctive.
Instinctive, 这个单词本意是天生的。Her acting skills are instinctive, 就是说她的演技浑然天成。
是的，其实我看了这部片啊，我感觉她的角色虽然是非常的渣，但是却让人恨不起来，可能是因为她的颜值实在是太高了，太让人惊艳了。So when I look at her in the film, my heart was literally pounding so fast.
Pound 就是敲打猛击的意思。My heart is pounding fast, 就是形容心砰砰跳的那种感觉。
Yeah, as an actress, I feel like she expresses a lot without talking too much. She still has her own language in a way.
是的，那这部电影呢，最后也帮助她拿到了戛纳电影节的金棕榈奖。我记得她在采访中说过这样一句话， Some actors say they have to become the character, but I never have to become that character.I am the character.
那这句话的意思就是在说，其他的演员觉得他们要成为角色，但是他觉得自己就是角色本身。
对，可能他就是天生吃演员这碗饭的吧。他之后呢，还出演了商业大片《007》，扮演了邦女郎。And she looked so elegant and captivating at the same time in the Bond movie.
Elegant 就是优雅的意思。Captivating 就是表非常有魅惑力的意思，非常有魅力啊。那刚刚这句话就是说，他在电影里面是又优雅又魅惑。
不过你知道吗？ 虽然他在电影当中非常的优雅有魅力，但是他在试镜邦女郎这个角色的时候呢，却特别的紧张。
Really? How come?
Well, when the audition was held in Paris, she felt very nervous and intimidated. And she downed a beer to calm her nervous so she could relax.
Intimidated 就是感觉到非常恐惧害怕的意思。Nerve 是神经， so calm one's nerve 意思就是说冷静镇定下来。没有想到剧中她是那么优雅的角色，但是却紧张到要喝啤酒才能够完成试镜。
Yeah, she needs Dutch courage for the audition.
嗯，那这个地方呢，我们可以学到一个有意思的表达。 Dutch 它其实就是指的荷兰人嘛，那Dutch courage 并不是直接就翻译为荷兰人的勇气，而是指的喝酒壮胆。之所以有这个表达，其实是因为有一种烈酒叫做 gin， 就是金酒啊，它其实是来源于荷兰的，所以呢后来就用这个表达 Dutch courage 表示喝酒壮胆。
Yeah, it means courage gained from alcohol. And actually she suffers from anxiety.那实际上呢，他喝酒也是因为被焦虑症所困扰，可能这个也跟他的家庭相关。
Yeah, although she grew up a child of privilege, born into France's most prominent families, she was not happy. 虽然她出生在法国最显赫的家庭之一，是妥妥的富三代，但其实她的童年并不太幸福。
Yeah, her parents divorced when she was 3 years old, and they were often away.And she sometimes just felt lost in the crowd, and she always had the feeling she was an orphan.
I see. So she was very lonely as a kid. 她的父母呢，在她3岁的时候就离婚了，从小就觉得非常的孤独啊，然后常常会迷失在人群中，总觉得自己像一个弃儿。那 orphan 这个单词呢，就是指的孤儿、弃儿的意思。
没错，但是演戏就是她焦虑症最好的解药，因为她把出演别人视为克服她焦虑症最好的办法。
Yeah, she said acting has always been her salvation.
Salvation 就是救助的意思，所以说演戏拯救了她。
Right, and sometimes when she takes the train or when she flies, she still gets those terrible anxiety attacks. But when she's working on a film, she feels completely calm and secure. It gives her courage.
对，可能对于他来说，那些可怕的焦虑还会再发作，但是在拍电影的时候呢，他就会感觉到完全的平静和安全，而且这个演戏也会给予他勇气。
可能也是因为出于他对演戏的这份热爱嘛，他也就为我们带来了很多好的电影作品。
没错，那今天的节目呢，就到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里会带着大家一起来学习7天。
这个活动呢，特别适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧去微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。